Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
On the Yoker Art Jewelers Talking text line, here's a text that says, "Hey, Ian, wouldn't Minnesota versus Buffalo be the Super Bowl that everyone would want to watch?" And I said back to this person, "Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a good time watching the Vikings play the Packers on Saturday, or was that Sunday? I don't know. Whenever it was, last weekend. I was in an airport. Look, as long as either the Bills or the Lions are in, I'm pretty satisfied. That's the Super Bowl I want to see. Here's a text that says, "Thanks, you guys, for giving a little love to my Buffalo Bills. You know there's a huge Bills Mafia following down here. We have our own bar and everything, and you know we beat both Detroit and Kansas City." I texted this person back, and I said, "Where's the Bills Mafia get together? Where's the bar where all the Buffalo Bills people get together to watch a game? I want to go to that bar. I'm going to bring my own folding table. So I don't have to use somebody else's." Soothsayer Sam is listening today, and he says, "I made a New Year's resolution at the beginning of the 21st century to never make another New Year's resolution. So far, so good." Well, some more than others, Sam. All right, I said I was going to talk to you about this hangover cure, and I am going to. This came to me in an email. This is Dr. Zoe Williams, who's come up with the ultimate recipe. Excuse me, that contains the necessary nutrients to replenish your system with all the essentials you lost after a heavy night of drinking. Get out your pens and papers so you can write this down. This is a recipe that you can cook yourself up on Wednesday morning if you're underclocking a little bit. It's a magical hangover sandwich, according to Dr. Zoe Williams. The sandwich has only 5 ingredients. Bread, obviously. Bacon, which contains salts to replenish, proteins that help get rid of that hangover brain fog. Salty vegetarian alternatives are cool. Salt is essential as one of the main electrolytes shed during drinking. That's sodium. And since alcohol is a diuretic, you're going to want to stock up on lost alkali. I know when I lose alkali, I can't wait to restore it with bacon. Okay, so we got bread, bacon. Next is avocado. Avocado's got vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats that will boost your energy levels. Then, throw some eggs on there. No matter how you cook them, they can be fried, they can be scrambled. They're a great source of vitamin B12, which is likely to be depleted if you're feeling hungover, as well as a bunch of the providers of cysteine to combat acetaldehyde. Put some eggs on your sandwich. They're a veritable powerhouse when it comes to nutrients, proteins, and vitamins. And finally, the fifth ingredient for your magical hangover sandwich is sauce. It can be any kind of sauce. It'd be crystal sauce or barbecue sauce or that like Taco Bell avocado ranch sauce that you can get sometimes out there. All this is just a fancy way to say make yourself a fried egg sandwich with avocado on it for Wednesday morning. You'll feel great. Hey, here's a myth. There's a myth going around out there that mixing alcohol with energy drinks will make you drunker, but that is not true. Energy drinks actually only alter the perception of how intoxicated we really are, but they actually have no physiological effect on how the alcohol affects us. Now, there is one exception to this. Mixing alcohol with diet soda will actually increase your intoxication, according to research, because not of its caffeine content, but because diet mixers appear to increase the rate of alcohol absorption. So if you're having like a rum and Coke, okay, you'll absorb that alcohol at one speed. But if you have a rum and Diet Coke, you're going to absorb the rum faster. Another myth that we've all been hearing since we were in high school, beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. That is not true. According to the alcohol consumer education group, Alco Rehab, the amount of alcohol you drink and the time you drink it in, that matters more than the type of drinks you consume or how you mix them. Drinking too much of any alcohol too quickly can make you sick, whether it's wine, beer, or liquor. No matter what you're drinking, pacing is the key. Look, I believe the Alcohol Consumer Education Group, but just anecdotally speaking, yeah, like mixing up what you're drinking and the order you're drinking it in is bad. That's if you're not going to have a good time. If you're having like, oh, I'll have a couple glasses of wine, and then, oh, look, here's a whiskey on the rocks, and then, oh, somebody gave me a beer, and now we're doing shots, and oh, now it's midnight, and it's time for champagne. Brothers and sisters, that's a bad plan. Don't do that. My unsolicited advice to you, just start, whatever you're going to finish the night drinking, just start drinking that. If you know you're going to have champagne at midnight, you know, have a glass of champagne at 9, have some water, have some crab dip, or some crackers or whatever else you got over there, and stick with one thing all night. That's my take anyway. Also, there's a myth that taking Tylenol or Advil before drinking can reduce hangover effects. Also not true. Taking medications like Tylenol and Advil before the hangover sets in will not help you. And also, not many people realize this. It can be extremely dangerous to take acetaminophen while having even just a few drinks. You know that little warning sticker on the side of the bottle of acetaminophen product that says, do not consume this product while you're drinking alcohol? They mean it. That can cause severe liver damage. Do not take acetaminophen, Tylenol, Excedrin, Midol, Percocet, Vicodin while you're drinking any of that. Taking aspirin, Advil, any NSAIDs while drinking increases the risk of gastrointestinal troubles, including bleeding and ulcers. So the best idea is just wait until your headache hits and then take an Advil, preferably with a big gulp of Pedialyte or Gatorade.